Well, our next guest, this guy wants to help you with the tip-off to the rip-off. The tip-off to the rip-off. Today, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, one of the busiest return days of the year. Our friend from the Better Business Bureau, it's Steve Burness. Happy holidays, brother. How are you?
Happy holidays. How are you?
The tip-off to the rip-off.
There you go.
The greatest line ever. So a lot of people are going to be shopping today. A lot of people shopping online and tons of returns. Help us with the tip-off to the rip-off.
What happens this time of year is everybody assumes that they can return it, you know, back when they receive something. And sometimes, you know, the policies of the stores dictate whether or not you can get your money back. What I mean by that is, you know, refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right. So it's important for you to ask that return policy ahead of time, but obviously it's too late. So you want to make certain you're adhering to the policies of the company by returning it in usable condition, and it is, you know, and it within the time period allotted when the person bought it for you. So we hear a lot of complaints. Our phones light up like a Christmas tree starting today and moving on for next few weeks. So
Dave,
consumers.
Or I'm sorry, Steve, I found out the hard way on this because last year I sent a message to my wife's friends and I said, listen, I need to buy things. I want to buy them in advance this year. Yeah. So I bought all her gifts in early October, done with Christmas. Well, guess what? 60-day return policy. She didn't return it in time. Boom. We were stuck with it.
That's what happens all the time is nobody asks that question ahead of time. Everybody assumes that you can buy it. And you, the Christmas gift, you return after Christmas. But you know, I've been doing this for a long time, as you know, Pete, and that's almost 32 years. And a lot of more organizations and stores are changing their policies, becoming a little bit more stringent. What I mean by that is that they make it exchanges only or a shorter time period. That's why they keep you as a customer then. You have to buy an ugly tie. You know, we bought an ugly tie. You're trying to return it, and it's exchange only. Guess what? You got to buy another ugly tie.
How about receipts? Some stores take the receipts. Some stores don't.
Well, it's important to have.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's important to have the receipt. Obviously, a gift receipt if possible, because if they bought it for $20 and all of a sudden the item was marked down to $10 sometime during that period, if you don't have a receipt, they're going to give you what the lowest amount they sold it for. So you can be out of money that way as well. So it's imperative to keep that receipt or whoever gave it to you, ask them for a receipt before returning because sometimes you may get a lower price than they actually bought it for.
Well, that's the key right there. That's why they throw the sales on after Christmas because a lot of people don't have their receipts and they're saving money with those returns, aren't they?
Exactly, they are. Yes, they are.
How about people that are buying online today? What should they be aware of?
See, I can't tell you how many fake websites are out there. I think that's important to make certain that you check out the company, obviously with the Better Business Bureau, but other sources as well. There's a big problem with celebrity, fake celebrity sites where they're saying they're endorsing these products and they're not. And then there's these well-known brands that are not the brand itself. You'll see it on the brand's website to warn those about those fake fraudulent counterfeit sites. And consumers, you know, you can't tell those websites fake by just looking at it. Because they copy and paste, they steal everything from the original website. So it's imperative that you click in the URL yourself, or type in the URL yourself, rather, and not follow these links, you know, these pop-ups that appear on your Facebook feeds and say, click here, 30% off or 100% off or whatever it may be, because in essence, those could be fraudulent fake organizations.
Well, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true, right?
That's what happens all the time. If you can't buy a product offline for that type of money, and also online you get this half off or 75% off, then something's wrong there because these organizations don't have the product. They just want your credit card information or they want to steal your identity in some way. And identity theft, Pete, is still the fastest growing white collar crime today. And I just can't tell you the amount of calls we receive. And a lot of them are now fake phones calls. So you get these calls and it says, you know, Social Security Administration or IRS, and they want your information. And I don't think consumers understand that caller ID can be easily manipulated by a $20 program online. So just don't believe the caller ID because it says it's, you know, who it says it is.
Wow. We're talking to Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. You can go to their website, bbb.org. I went to one of those websites. Well, I Googled for a sports jersey a few years ago. It was a Bears jersey. It took me to this website, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a great deal. I think it was $35 for a jersey. Well, you get the jersey, and it's not the description. You wanted stitch-on lettering. They didn't have that. So to try to return it, I go to the website. The website's gone. Completely gone.
Yeah. It happens all the time. They pop up and they go away. And consumers think they don't have any negative information online. It's a good thing, but they may not have a track record at all. They already could have started business that morning. They pop up like whack-a-mole games sometimes. You know, one site peers up, you knock it down, and another site peers up, and they're the same name, different location.
Right. Well, another thing is charities. People want you to give before the end of the year, and they tell you, oh, you can write it off. You can give to this amount, this charity. You're going to get tons of emails. I already have them this week. What should we avoid?
Obviously, you got to check out the charity itself. You know, obviously, with the Better Business Bureau, make sure it's the charity you want to donate to. There's some fraudulent charities out there. There's a lot of good charities out there. Unfortunately, scam artists takes advantage of the situation. So, as consumers, you need to ask that charity, you know, how much money they're spending on fundraising, administrative costs, and make sure they're meeting your own donating guidelines yourself. Because sometimes there's charities that, you know, if you have a telemarketer calling you, sometimes, you know, telemarketers charge a charity, you know, 90 cents on a dollar. So you know, only 10 cents of your dollar is going to the actual charity. So you need to ask these questions ahead of time and be careful of those ones that want that quick donation. Because a normal charity or a legitimate charity wants your money today. People want it tomorrow. They want it next year. The fake ones or the fraudulent ones want the money now, and you got to make that donation quickly.
Steve, you've been doing this for 32 years, like you said. I mean, does it just still shock you to hear about these scams that are out there?
It is shocking. Every day there's a new twist on an old scam. I think my biggest frustration, Pete, in my career has been that consumers call us after the fact. You know, last year I always talk about this woman we had in Omaha who lost $100,000 on a fake lottery scam, her retirement savings, everything.
Oh, my gosh.
If she would have called us, we would have told her in 2 seconds that they were, you know, a fraudulent operation. I think consumers, today's fast-paced society, you know, see everything on the internet.
And right.
It's a global marketplace now, and they think it's going to happen to them. They're going to win or whatever it may be. OSHA would just call the Better Business Bureau first or check out the organization before you give them your money because, you know, there's so many scam artists out there just nonstop. You know, I got calls from a relative last week who got scammed. You know, it's just, it doesn't matter. You know, I've been a victim of identity theft, so it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it'll happen to you. Just become prepared and become educated and check with the Better Business Bureau first before doing business with anyone. And we're also a referral agency, as well as most consumers think we're just the complaint agency. We're not.
Right.
We can refer you to an organization that we know and that we actually give the Better Business Bureau accreditation seal, which is a sign of a better business.
Right. If someone needs a roofer, you can go to your website and just type that in and click on Chicago, Illinois, right?
Exactly. And we can tell you about the roofers as well. So we have background information on organizations, and we grade them from A-plus to F. And we let you know what the consumers for the last 3 years have told us about these organizations. Just because they have a business license doesn't make them a good business. Please come to the Better Business Bureau. If you do have a complaint, please don't write it out to Experian. Come to us, let us know about it so we can prevent this from happening to somebody else.
We have a cybersecurity expert, Ryan O'Halloran, who's been on this show many, many times from Access One, who's coming on next hour about phishing scams. We just got an email from, or a text message from 630. Received an email saying my AT&T account auto debit was not working. I checked my account and it was fine. It was a phishing email. So you have to be aware of those things. My wife had a few the last few months saying your credit card, someone's using your credit card, click on this link. I'm like, Sarah, never click on anything. Never.
Right,
go
exactly.
To the website, right? We can't stress that enough. Right, Steve?
Yeah,
go to the website.
Go to the website. Don't click on any links. Go to the website you know and trust. So if it's AT&T or whatever it may be, go to that website directly. And anybody who wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less, and today you got to fix this or call this number, that's usually a sign of some type of ripoff. And the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza. Anything else, you know, do some research on them and make sure you just don't click on a link. I mean, that's a lot of the phishing emails are turned into identity theft.
That's always bad. Do not click on those links. The tip-off to the rip-off. Right, Steve?
Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. The tip-off to the rip-off.
I love it. Steve Burness, thank you. Happy New Year, buddy. Good talking to you.
Happy New Year, too. Thank you.
All right. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.